Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. This week, the San Francisco Chronicle's music critic Joshua Cosman sitting in as moderator for Dana Rodriguez with author Jerry Nachman and teacher Pauline Teichman.
Gotta be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Joshua Cosman.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter in a whole new year. It's 2016, and everything's going to be different this year. I can feel it already. We're here in a new studio. You may have noticed that the show was on hiatus for a couple weeks while we did the renovations and the move. Dana Rodriguez was in here playing his favorite tunes and yours, and now we're back with a whole new show, and we hope you will join us because, as we always remind you, Minds Over Matter is nothing without you because it is an audience participation quiz show. So I hope you'll be ready to give us the next hour of your time. We're going to be asking and answering questions about history, literature, geography, movies, music, sports, chemical elements, anything that kind of comes into our head over the next hours. Hopefully you will, we hope that you will participate, call in with questions and answers of your own. The way to do that is to use your telephone and call 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-TALK. And you can hear our program, as David said, on the radio at 91.7 FM or on the internet anywhere in the known world at www.kalw.org, kalw.org. This is the moment when Dana usually announces his email address, but he'll be back next week and he can do that. We're going to just jump right in with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman has never broken a New Year's resolution, nor has he ever made one.
Pauline Teichman found twice as – I'm sorry. Let me start again. This new studio has totally boggled my mind. Pauline Teichman found twice as much to celebrate on New Year's Day, which just happens to be her mom's birthday.
Here it is, January 3rd, and our moderator, Joshua Cosman, is still making lame jokes about still writing 2015 on his checks.
And that's us. And, Jerry, why don't you start with a question?
Okay. I don't think I asked this, but...
This would be a good time.
Yeah, this would be a good time to try to see if I did. New York, New York is New York's favorite song, sales-wise, but what comes in second?
What song is bought by New Yorkers? I mean,
what is your favorite other song,
about
New York?
About New York.
About
okay.
New York, yeah.
Broadway? The melody of Broadway or something like that?
Lullaby Broadway.
Lullaby,
no.
Yeah.
What
well,
about New guess. York, New York, a hell of a town from...
No.
No?
No.
Billy Joel, A New York State of Mind.
That's it.
Ah.
Very
oh.
good. Bingo.
I will give myself a bell.
Okay. Good start.
Okay. You got another quick one for us? Or you want to?
Who was the first official Playboy interview?
The first official Playboy interview. I just read this somewhere because they died or the person who did the interview died or something. Somehow that was in the news. But I don't remember who it was. It was a celebrity interviewer too, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Yes, huh. That's right. Yes, that's right.
Can you give us a general ballpark of the chronology at least? So that,
well,
you know,
it's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't Van Cliburn.
No.
Okay, then I'm out of my depth.
Oh, you know more than that.
I know a couple more.
You know a few things.
I know, yeah. Well, that's good. All right, well, we'll leave it out there.
You know the name for sure.
If you know the answer to that, why don't you give us a call? The number to call is again 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. 841-4134. We've got lines open now. Later on in the show, it gets a little crowded. So call in now with your answers or your questions. You can use the toll-free number, which is 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Let's take a call, shall we? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from Union City.
Hi, Garrett. Well, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, I say.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. I know who the first Playboy interview was, but I'll give you a bonus. You know who was the interviewer?
I do. Alex Haley.
Right. Yeah, I know who it was. It was the first player. It was Miles Davis.
Miles Davis, correct.
Alex Haley and Miles Davis. All right. Yeah. Well done.
He won an interview for George Lincoln Rockwell, Malcolm X, and I forget the third. It was another I can't recall at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a couple questions.
Go ahead.
You know, with New Year's Day, it's out 2 days, or 2 days of New Year. Who was the only performer to do a Christmas show, a New Year's Eve show, and the Dean Martin show?
Who's the only performer to what?
Who was the only performer to do a Christmas show and a New Year's Eve show and a Dean Martin show?
Who was the only performer to do a Christmas show and a New Year's Eve show?
Yeah.
On the Dean Martin show.
Yeah.
That sounds like a question that Dana would know if he were here. And
I don't think he It could be too many people. You narrow it down a little bit?
How about Bing Crosby?
No.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
How about Frank Sinatra?
He was close to Dean Martin, I'll tell you that.
Hmm?
What? He was very close to Dean Martin.
He was very close.
Jerry Lewis?
No.
Not Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, got that, Josh.
Yeah, that was my guess, but I thought it was... All right, good.
Yeah, and here's my second question.
Go ahead.
What two feature films did Jack Palance star in which he played a character with the same first name? The second one was not a sequel.
What two films did Jack Palance star in which he played a character with the same first name?
The second one was not a sequel.
The second one was not a sequel. Now...
Yeah,
I haven't seen City Slickers. Isn't he in City Slickers and he plays
Curly
or something?
He plays the old-time cowboy.
Say that again, Garrett?
The other one is kind of a tough one.
Was one of them City Slickers?
Yeah, came before City Slickers. I'll give you a clue. What's a spaghetti western?
It was a spaghetti western.
Yeah.
Yeah. My knowledge of Jack Palance pretty much...
The man with no name?
No, he says he...
It was on the same lines, though. It starts with an M. It's very tough, though.
Huh.
Can I give it to you?
Well, you could give it to us, or you could call back next week when Dana will know it. But why don't you tell it to us?
It was The Mercenary.
The Mercenary?
Yeah, and I saw this on, it was on Escape TV.
What was the sequel?
He played a character called Curly.
He did play Curly.
Yeah,
all right.
Right, yeah.
But not the same character.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Colette. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. My question is, what do black bears and birds have in common?
All birds?
Pardon?
All birds?
It could be. I don't know, really.
Black bears and birds?
Were you asking about black bears and birds or black bears and black birds?
I think just birds generally.
Well, they start with the same letter.
Well, but that's true of many things. Black bears and birds have something in common.
Yeah.
Gee. Was it have to do with hibernation or anything?
No.
So this is true of black bears but not brown or polar bears?
Yeah, I think specifically black bears.
Huh. Well, you're stumping us, Colette. Can you give us a hint?
Okay. Something that makes them good climbers.
Oh.
Climbers. Oh, they have the same kind of...
Oh, they have something about their claws and the shape of their claws?
You're getting warm. They're pigeon-toed. They're both pigeon-toed.
Black bears are the only ones who aren't? Who are the only ones who are, besides birds? Huh?
I think so, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, we'll look for them the next time we see those.
I'm not going to get very close to a bear.
Well, you don't have to get close. You can just... All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
And
okay,
birds are pigeon-toed, huh?
Birds are pigeon-toed. That's why they're called
pigeon-toed.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks,
Colette. That's why they're called what?
No, I don't know. I'm
pigeon.
I'm just, I believe so.
Well, I know that's why pigeons would be called.
Well, sure. Pigeons are a well-known type of birds. Yeah. Pauline.
Okay. Name this conductor whose musical focus shifted from piano performance to conducting after a rugby injury.
A conductor who had been a pianist, was injured playing rugby, and switched over to conducting. That's what you're saying.
Well, when he was young.
He was young. He had been a pianist. Then he became a conductor. Played rugby.
Hmm.
Huh. That seems like one of those things that you either know or you don't. Let me think if that rings any bells.
Thomas Beecham.
No.
Ooh. But a Brit?
No.
An American?
No.
Australian.
French.
Played rugby.
French.
They don't play rugby in France.
They don't? I don't know. What do I know?
Do they play rugby in France?
They do. In fact, my little nephew is a big
They play
rugby.
It all over Europe, don't they?
How would I know?
Well, you told me they don't, so I thought you did know.
I was just pretending I knew what I was talking about.
Rugby, they do.
All right. This is somebody who's now currently conducting or a historical figure?
Historical.
This is radio. You can't nod. You have to.
No, I'm just. It's like currently, yes.
Yeah.
And like still alive.
We don't know. So let's see if somebody knows. Let's leave that one out.
I thought you would know.
I was actually
worried that you would get it right away.
No, I know some conductors, but rugby is not my strong suit.
Can I ask another quick question?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Who is Alastair Bruce and why is he referred to as the Oracle?
Alastair Bruce.
B-R-U-C-E?
B-R-U-C-E.
The Oracle?
He's referred to as the Oracle.
I heard this today. I didn't know this, but.
Is he a stock picker or a business pundit of some kind?
Not stock or business, no.
I mean, if we listen to his oracular pronouncements, will it make us rich?
No.
Okay.
Can you narrow down his field a little bit? In a broad way?
History.
Oh.
But he's alive today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he knows about history.
I don't know.
In fact, sometimes he's called the historical oracle or just the oracle.
Do not know. But I bet one of our listeners knows.
I don't know.
Jerry's pondering it.
No, I don't know.
Well, while we think about that, I'm gonna jump in and throw a question at you. I figured since it's the beginning of the new year, we would start with some new beginnings. And I've got the first lines of some famous novels. These are all 20th century American novels, very well known. I'll give you six of them, and I'll read them all off. Then you can tell me, maybe take one or two each. So first lines what books begin with these sentences? All this happened more or less. Through the fence, between the curling flower spaces, I could see them hitting.
See them what?
Hitting. Oh. Hitting.
Hitting. Okay.
It's like a baseball book?
Yeah. A screaming comes across the sky. I am seated in an office surrounded by heads and bodies. Number five. To get there, you follow Highway 58 going northeast out of the city, and it is a good highway and new. And finally, the sixth one, it was love at first sight. So these are the first lines of well-known 20th century American novels. I'll give them to you a little quicker this time. All this happened more or less. Number two, through the fence, between the curling flower spaces, I could see them hitting. Number three, a screaming comes across the sky. Number four, I am seated in an office surrounded by heads and bodies. Number five, to get there, you follow Highway 58 going northeast out of the city, and it is a good highway and new. And number six, it was love at first sight.
Well, the fifth one, just the structure of the sentence sounds like Hemingway.
It does, but it's not Hemingway.
Okay.
And they're all 20th, not 21st.
They're all 20th.
Okay, well, 20th would include, I'm going to say the first sounds like might be Mark Twain.
All this happened more or less?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm done.
Pauline?
I'm trying to think of the through the
fence. I'm seated in an office. Would that be, Joseph Heller, he wrote a book about office life. Something happens.
Something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not it, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm gone.
Okay. Pauline, you want to take a crack at any of these before we open the floodgates?
Open up.
All right. Let's take a call then. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hi, Ed. How are you? Happy New Year.
Very good. We missed you the last couple of weeks for sure.
Thank you.
But we understand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, something really strange. I mean, this is the coldest weather Berkeley or San Francisco had for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing is happening all over the world. The Cairo right now have about 10 degrees lower temperature than London, which is very unusual. Yeah. Cairo is very cold in the winter anyway, but it is actually freezing and cooler. So the British ambassador asked for some hot drinks to warm himself up in Cairo. So the question is, as the Earth is getting warmer, something happened to Earth. Beside, you know, your warming and cooling and all of that, something else happens. You know what it is? As the ice melt, I'll give you a hint, yeah. As the ice melt, something happened to Earth.
Yeah, the water levels rise.
Of course.
And the Maldives are submerged.
Yeah, but what happened to, give you another hint, how about time?
Time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it change?
Does time slow down?
It slows down the day. So the day is getting longer.
Oh.
So yeah. Okay. Another question that is, I was fascinated by the Nazi. They obviously were a bunch of terrible people, but on the other hand, they have their own kind of whatever history.
Or, yes.
So Hitler just came out a couple of weeks ago that Hitler had a physical defect. You know what it is?
Physical defect?
Physical
several,
defect.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Color blindness.
No. Well, he may have that too.
I'll
give you a hint because I like
sure.
people to call you. Sex?
He had...
sex.
Yes.
Was he impotent?
He's...
he had only one testicle.
That's it. You got it. Okay.
Very good.
Very good. So in that regard, it also came out that Tesla really had a problem with impotence.
Mm.
That's what
so
I said, yeah.
The one way he was able to be romantic with his girlfriend was to think of this ancient Egyptian queen. Truly, true story.
Yeah.
Nefertiti.
Nefertiti. Also, at the same time, he was so much big admirer of Nefertiti's husband that he had his son's sun god temple on his flag, also in the... you know, in the hat of a soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, which
the sun god?
Which pharaoh?
Oh.
Which pharaoh?
Hatshepsut.
No. He actually, the husband of Nefertiti.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Enlighten us.
Echnaton.
Echnaton. Okay.
So if you look at the Nazi hat, it has the sun. The Horus, the sun god of things. It's just interesting.
Thank you
and happy New Year.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you very much.
He failed to mention the most salient Hitler trivia of the week is that Mein Kampf, the copyright, has just expired.
Mm. I don't know what that entitles us to do now.
Well, you can reprint it for no
fee. I don't think it'll be a bestseller.
No.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, Dave.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So, couldn't come up with any of the opening novels, opening lines, which is killing me, because I know I've read one of them at least. Anyway. So I have a question for you, though. According to 538.com, what are the five most popular American holidays in order among Americans?
What are the five most popular holidays among Americans?
But there's only about five in the first.
No, there's a lot.
Well, federal holidays. Yeah.
Like,
well, the obvious ones. You know, the obvious ones.
So the fourth
Christmas,
July.
Easter, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Fourth of July.
Go slow there, pal, because I'm not sure some of those are on the list.
I'll bet they all are.
And we've been asked to do these in order, so let's.
Oh well, in order. Okay.
Thanksgiving number one.
Is that right?
Do you want to hazard all five?
Well, we're going to do them in order, like you said. What are they? Pauline, I'm going to go with Pauline that Thanksgiving might be number one. Christmas is number one. Christmas is
Christmas, too, because Christmas is a Christian holiday, whereas Thanksgiving is
American. It's a federal holiday. It's the only only religious holiday that's actually a federal holiday.
Right, yeah. But Thanksgiving is an American holiday.
Do we have a cord between the two of you? Which do you think is first?
Settle the bet. Pauline says Thanksgiving. I say Christmas. Jerry's over there.
I'm saying Christmas.
Arbor Day or something.
I'm saying Christmas.
Jerry, you are correct. It's Christmas.
Jerry and I were both in agreement. Okay. All right, so Christmas number one, then Thanksgiving, surely.
Yeah.
Then 4th of July.
Thanksgiving is second.
Uh-huh.
4th of July 3rd.
4th of July is 3rd.
Wow, you're on a roll.
Okay.
Keep it going.
I'm
Easter? Easter Sunday?
Easter's not
I'm thinking Valentine's Day.
Really? Nobody likes Valentine's
Day. Yeah, that's a good guess. Oh, sure.
What about New Year's Eve? What about New Year's?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
New Year's is number four.
Okay.
Number four.
We're doing this, guys. We're doing this. This is working. What's number five? Put our heads together here.
4th of July.
We got 4th of July. That was 3rd. Oh, that's 3rd. Even though it's 4th of July.
Oh, 5th is hard, yeah. Columbus Day.
No.
Veterans Day.
It's either Valentine's Day or Easter, but I think Valentine's Day.
All right, we'll go with Valentine's Day.
No.
I don't think Easter.
I don't think
Easter. Memorial Day.
Labor Day.
That's not a holiday. That just means
people picnic and all that.
Oh, do they?
No, Labor Day was listed, but it was listed too low. Okay.
All right.
And not Memorial Day.
No.
Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mother's Day.
No, you've named it already. You just haven't settled on this as your final choice.
All right. Uh-oh. It's going to be Easter, isn't it? And then I'm going to look silly.
It is Easter.
Well,
that's what I first yelled out.
You did,
right
and, I shouted
right.
you down
yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm that guy. All right. Well, so Easter is popular. That's interesting. Yes. All right.
It's a parade.
Thank you so much.
Your moderator authority is going to your head.
I guess so.
Thanks for calling. If you're just joining us, this is Minds Over Matter here on KALW, 91.7 FM on your radio dial. I'm your guest moderator, Joshua Cosman, sitting in for Dana Rodriguez. You may wonder whether Dana is still hungover from his New Year's Eve or what. We don't know whether he is or not because he's out of the country. That's the ostensible reason.
Where is he?
London. Okay. London, England. So while he's gone, the cat's away and the mice are playing, I'm here with Jerry Nachman, Bay Area author and columnist.
Bon vivant
and man about town, and educator Pauline Teichman. We're here taking your questions and answers. The way to do that is to call us at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can call us toll free if you prefer at 866-798-8255. It's 798-825-5 or 798-TALK. I think it's Jerry's turn for a question.
Feels like it.
Yes, he's
okay. What is the smallest state capital population-wise? 8,000 people. And I'm only going to let you guess one because you just start shouting at things.
No, we don't shout.
One each. Yeah.
The lowest population state capital.
Yeah.
All right. My guess is Santa Fe, New Mexico, because it's really small.
No.
Okay.
Good guess. Rhode Island.
It won't help you. That's not right. It's a big city.
Really?
Yeah. Providence. But you don't want that.
I think you had your guess.
I'm just helping Paul.
I'm just trying to think of.
Okay.
Because obviously it's going to be a state that has a relatively small population.
Don't be so sure. Some of these states with big cities have tiny little capitals, like,
Well, Sacramento is not tiny.
It's not, but it's small
comparatively.
Yeah. Well, all right, I promised I wasn't going to guess again, so it's all you, all the time.
Okay.
You don't even have a guess?
Mine was Providence, but...
Leave it up to the callers.
All right. You really, with 50 states to guess, you won't give us two guesses each?
Okay, take a second guess.
I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet.
All right, I'll give you two.
How about Helena, Montana?
Sounds like a good guess. No.
Okay.
Good guess.
Then I'm out.
Okay.
If you know the answer to that, give us a call. And let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
You know, I maintain that's what you rename the show now. Is it me?
That's good, yeah. That's
that would
good.
Be a good name.
Very good idea.
Okay, this is Billy from Bernal.
Hi, Billy. Happy New Year to you. Thanks
Happy
for calling.
Happy New Year to you, too. The conductor who had a rugby injury. Pierre Boulez?
No, but...
Oh.
That sounds like it would be good. Cause
sounds good.
Well, I you know, because... You
certainly
know,
a country
French
which they play.
And I thought maybe that was okay.
Ah.
The books...
Mm-hmm.
Number 5.
To get there, you follow Highway 58?
Catcher in the Rye?
No.
Oh.
Catcher in the Rye opens with that sentence about David Copperfield and all that.
Oh, yeah,
all
yeah.
that mm-hmm. David Copperfield kind of crap.
Well, I'm flailing here.
That's, right. Okay. That's all right.
The state capital, Burlington, Vermont.
We do that all the time. No.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thanks
but
for
thanks
calling.
Anyway.
All right.
Don't forget, is it me?
Okay. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter, and it is you.
Hi, this is Craig from Oakland.
Hi, Craig. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. First-time caller and first-time listener here with my family having dinner.
Oh,
and
great.
We're going to take wild guesses at both the conductor and the state capitol.
Okay.
The conductor, we're going to say Zubin Mehta.
No, that's a
good
guess.
He would be a guy you would concede.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I could totally see him playing.
Yeah. Okay, well, we tried. And the state capitol, we're going to guess Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. All right, we're 0-2 tonight, so we're enjoying your show.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for
listening. Listen again.
All right. Pauline, it's your turn for a question.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the titles of some cookbooks written by celebrities.
Ooh.
Tell me who the celebrities are. So I'm going to...
How many you got?
I've got like 7, but one, My Prairie, no, this one's too easy. I won't give that one. Are We Having Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. That's one.
Very good. Go slowly.
Okay.
Are We Having Fun Yet? Yeah. Okay.
And yes. Second one is called The Real Girl's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is Recipes for the Good Life. The third one is called Around the Table, Recipes and Inspirations for Gatherings Throughout the Year. Then Donna Bell's Bake Shop, Recipes and Stories of Family, Friends, and Food.
Feud?
Food. Don't make fun. And then last but not least, My Father's Daughter, Delicious, Easy Recipes Celebrating Family and Togetherness.
Hmm.
I had one other one, but that one's super obvious, but I'll give the
Girls
obvious one.
Is Real Girls Cookbook or whatever it's called, is that Dunham?
No.
Isn't she the Real Girl? Didn't she make
Girls. Them? Girls is the name of her. So these are all celebrities, but are they celebrities chefs or celebrities?
They're not chefs. None of them are chefs. They're
movie
either
stars
actresses,
or,
singers,
oh.
Celebrities in that way.
Why don't you run through
like,
the
I'll
title?
I'll give you
the
easy one so that you can
I heard
get
you
an
say
idea.
It, yeah.
So the easy one is My Prairie Cookbook, Memories and Frontier Food from My Little House to Yours.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Well, no.
The star.
Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert, okay. Exactly.
Because you run through the
titles
quickly.
Okay, so I'll run through the other ones. First one, Are We Having Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. 2, The Real Girl's Kitchen. Next, Recipes for the Good Life. Then, Around the Table, Recipes and Inspirations for Gatherings Throughout the Year. Donna Bell's Bake Shop, Recipes and Stories of Family. Donna Bell's Bake Shop, Recipes and Stories of Family, Friends, and Food. And last, My Father's Daughter, Delicious, Easy Recipes Celebrating Family and Togetherness.
Are We Having Fun Yet? Wasn't that a catchline of a Bette Midler?
It might have been, but that's,
no, that's not
her.
It was the catchline of Zippy the Pinhead. You're not going to tell me Bill Griffith wrote a...
Oh, that's his line. Okay.
Yeah.
But this one, that was the most unusual one. The other ones, I should know.
My Father's Daughter rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Jennifer Grey, is it?
No.
My Father's Daughter. Oh, well, what's his name?
She's actually written several, but I picked that title on purpose.
You know, the French cook, Pierre, he has a daughter who aspires to cook.
He is, but these people are...
Who am I thinking of? Pierre,
these people are celebrities.
Pierre Boulez.
No.
These are people who are celebrities, but not celebrity chefs.
Right.
Got
they're
it.
Celebrities in other areas, song, acting.
Well, this is our cue to take a call because we're not getting anywhere with these. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. How often is that? And now I know the name. Bill Griffith is not. Are we having fun yet?
What's that?
Bill Griffith, the cartoonist?
No, it's not. Though it is subtitled The Cooking and Partying Handbook, which the partying might be.
Yeah, but are we having fun? You know what? That belongs to Bill Griffith, and everyone else is a plagiarist, okay? Okay, moving on to...
What's your name used to use?
The Downton Abbey historian?
Yes.
Alistair
Bruce. Absolutely right. Alistair Bruce.
We've got a team here. We've got a team here.
That's good.
Wait. Slow down, everybody. What is the Downton Abbey connection?
He's the one who gives all the historical accuracy for
Downton Abbey. Let's stop talking about Downton Abbey right now. Please? Thank you. If I got it right, then let's move on. Please. We're tired of Downton Abbey this week. Oh, my goodness. At least here in my house.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have lost myself. Billy Pilgrim has become unstuck in time. Is Slaughterhouse-Five.
All this happened more or less is the first...
Pretty much, except for some of the people. But that guy who got shot over the teapot, he really did get shot because of the teapot.
Okay.
Okay, now my question.
Go ahead.
Sets of streets in alphabetical order in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Name the next street.
All right.
Here they come in alphabetical order.
Go.
Underwood. Thomas. Van Dyke. Blank.
Never heard of any of those.
Do you want to put Thomas before?
Yeah, because you're uptown, buddy. You're uptown.
I guess I am.
Uptown, southeast, my friend.
You want to put Thomas before Underwood so they're in alphabetical order?
Whatever. You know, what, you went to school and I didn't? Is that it?
Hey, Val.
I know, but I know of at least four, and there might be a fifth.
Yeah.
Alphabetical street.
Have you ever heard of those street names, Josh?
I have not.
So Willow Street?
Willow?
T-U-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W. Okay. Thomas Underwood Van Dyke Blank.
No, I don't know what that neighborhood is.
Waller.
Okay,
Waller?
No, Wallace or Williams. It's a trick question.
Mm.
One goes east and one goes west. One is Wallace and one is Williams.
Oh, that's
when they got to the W, they chose two different people.
Of course.
All right.
There's a Walgreens there and a McDonald's.
I would hope so. All right. Thanks so much.
I love you.
I love you too. Let's take a next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I have the answer to Through the Fence Crack. I can see them here.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. We lost you there for a second. Don't go away. No.
Uh-oh.
Say again.
I can't hear anything.
I can't
hear. For the first one, novels.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fence crack, I could see them hitting.
Mm-hmm.
It was uttered by Benji in the beginning of The Sound of the Fury by William Faulkner.
That's exactly correct.
What
well
was
done.
The first line,
thank you.
Through the fence between the curling flower spaces, I could see them hitting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That one I
golf course next to the shrinking family estate.
Right.
Oh, hitting mm-hmm. golf balls. Okay.
Exactly.
Great. Okay.
Got another one?
That's it.
Okay.
I love it when I know the answer.
Well done. Thanks so much. All right. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Yes.
Can hear the cut-in.
Yep.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Go
you
ahead.
Know what? This year we had a Christmas. We had full moon on this Christmas. When was the last time? And what happened the same year?
Okay. It was like...
Hello?
Yes, yeah, no, we're thinking.
I heard when it was like 89.
You mean the same?
There was a full moon on Christmas?
Yeah, there's another one. When's the next
one? The next one is 29. Wait, it's 19 years from now, so 19, so in 2034.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so is it every 19 years?
No, the last one was more than that. It was like, I want to say like...
I'll give you a hint, the 70s.
It was in the 70s.
79?
Nope.
Hmm. And something happened.
Yeah.
You mean something happened that year or that day? That day, Christmas, or?
I'll give you a hint.
Caller, what?
It's in entertainment.
Something happened in entertainment.
That day or that year? Caller?
The first one for that year, and then now they're starting on the third
first one on the third cycle this year.
Okay, but when in the 70s something happened on that Christmas?
Yeah, the full moon was on this year in the 70s, as well as this one. We're in the same thing this year.
No, you've stumped us. Why don't you tell us?
Too bad.
Star Wars. First one.
Oh, right Star this Wars.
So this first Star Wars came out.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. This year was a full moon, and it was Star Wars again.
Oh.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
It will be the last one. Yeah, who knows?
I hope so.
Maybe there'll be
I was hoping the first one would be the last one myself.
It was actually quite fun.
All right. Thanks for that.
That's kind of wild, isn't it?
It's very strange. Who would have thought? All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, we're about halfway. Why don't we just...
Wait, I thought it was the only one that came out in December. All the other ones came out. I was just reading something about that earlier today.
Let's recap anything that we've got still unanswered. We've got a bunch of questions floating around, and I'm sure...
Mine is what is the smallest state capital population-wise? Guessed incorrectly has been Santa Fe, Providence...
Burlington,
and
which is not the state capital,
right.
But
no, yeah,
and something in South Dakota was
in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Okay.
All right, what have you got?
Okay, so I've got name this conductor whose musical focus shifted from piano performance to conducting after a rugby injury, and then I had a bunch of celebrity cookbooks. Do I need to go through all of them again or not?
Real quick.
Okay, so Are We Having Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook, The Real Girl's Kitchen. Recipes for the Good Life, Around the Table Recipes and Inspirations for Gathering Throughout the Year, Donna Bell's Bake Shop Recipes and Stories of Family, Friends, and Food, It's All and My Father's Daughter, Delicious, Easy Recipes Celebrating Family and Togetherness.
All right. And I'm still looking for the novels from which these first sentences are drawn. These are all 20th century American novels, very familiar. A Screaming Comes Across the Sky, I Am Seated in an Office Surrounded by Heads and Bodies, To Get There, You Follow Highway 58 going northeast out of the city, and it is a good highway and new. And It Was Love at First Sight. If you know the answer to any of those questions or any of the other questions that are plaguing us, or if you have questions for us, the number to call is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free at 866-798-8255. We're going to take a minute call in a minute, but Jerry is jumping up and down. He's real excited. He's got the answer to one of these.
And what about the highway?
Yes.
On the road?
No.
Oh.
No,
oh.
That was a good guess, but,
I was sure
but not right.
Okay.
All right. Let me just slip a question in here while we have a moment. This is a question I asked on the show once a long time ago, but Pauline wasn't here, and Jerry probably doesn't remember. And I liked it. Every state has a two-letter abbreviation, which draws on letters from the state's names. So the letters could be right next to each other, like CA are adjacent in California or OR in Oregon. Sometimes they're a little farther apart, like the TX in Texas are two apart. What state name has the two letters that form its postal abbreviation furthest apart?
Hawaii.
H-I for Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That is good but not correct.
Oh, you mean
because they're right next to each other.
That's first and last, but they're only five apart. And I've got one that's even...
H-I or adjacent.
No.
In
the state name. Okay.
H and I.
So
H A W A I.
Okay, that's a good.
I've got a state here with the two letters that
Delaware?
Form its. No, they're right in the front.
Oh, D-E. I was thinking the last D.
So we'll leave that out there.
Arizona,
Pauline's going to go through all the 50 states, and in the meantime, we're going to take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay.
Caller. Do we have a caller?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Thanks.
I was going to venture a guess about A Screaming Comes Across the Sky.
Yes.
That sounds to me like Gravity's Rainbow, by attention.
It is exactly right. Well done, you.
All right. And I was going to apply the on-the-road guess to It Was Love at First Sight, which maybe that's about...
No. Right general time frame, but not the right book.
All right, I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
All right, three Spanish artists who worked in different mediums and happened to be three of the greatest artists of the century went to the same school in Madrid nearly a century ago. I was wondering if you could guess who they might be.
Okay, Miró.
Miro? Is that what you said?
Yeah. No, Miro.
Who is the first one? Sorry?
Miro.
Miro? No, not. There is one painter, but it's not Miro.
Okay. Oh, they're different kind of artists.
They're different kind of artists.
Yeah, three different artists. One, I'll give you a hint if you want. One is a painter, one is a director, cinematographer, and then one is a poet.
Oh, that's a great question. So the poet is Garcia Lorca.
Correct.
Because it's the only Spanish poet I know.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good. That's right.
And the other is a director.
And the painter must be Picasso, because not that there aren't any other Spanish painters, but they don't come up to his waist.
Not good guess, but it's not Picasso.
Okay.
And there's a director, you said?
Yeah, cinematographer.
A filmmaker.
Cinematographer.
A cinematographer?
Filmmaker, a director.
A film director.
Director.
Oh.
Director. Spanish. Okay, so.
And what's the time frame?
But you said about a century ago?
Yeah, it was almost a century ago. It was in the 20s.
Buñuel?
Yeah, correct.
Very
Louis
good.
Buñuel is the director.
Okay, and a painter who went to school with these guys.
Okay, so
how about Salvador Dali?
That's correct. There you go. Dali,
Buñuel, excellent.
And Lorca.
Wow. They were all hanging out together
It was an artist residencia de estudiantes. It was a artist-in-residence program where they all studied in Madrid.
Wow. Great. Good to know.
Those existed then.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Josh.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
I'm jumping up and down again.
Jerry's jumping up and down again.
About the states with the
yes.
Abbreviation has to be Arizona,
no.
AZ.
You're not understanding the distance.
No, because A-R-I-Z are only four apart. Yes. H-A-W-A-I.
It's not in
Not in the alphabet. It's in the word. Thank
Connecticut?
You. Not Connecticut. Good guess, but not.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Well,
right. No, it's their place in the word.
Oh.
All right. Okay. If you understand this question and can call in an answer, this would be the time to do it. 415-841.
If you care to put me down, that would also be.
No. I'm not. I'm saying it's a hard question to grasp. So my hat is off to anyone who can actually understand it. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The last of those first sentences.
Uh huh.
Would it be Saul Bellow and Audie Marsh?
It was Love at First Sight? No. The first sentence of Augie March is a famous
My name
one.
Is Augie March. I am Chicago-born.
I am an American. Chicago-born.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty certain about the smallest state capital.
Okay.
Ooh.
But I have a backup if this one is right.
Always good.
The one I'm pretty sure about is our neighbor to the east, Carson City, Nevada.
No. Ooh, very good guess, but that's not it.
Well, then here's the second one. That's Montpelier.
Montpelier is correct.
Okay.
Very good.
Well done.
Well,
8,000 people.
Okay.
From one side of the country to the other.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi there. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Oh, yeah, Sparky. Man,
oh, I was going to say it sounds like Sparky,
yeah.
But...
I recognize the voice.
How about Minnesota?
For
the biggest distance.
No, it's only three, M-I-N.
Right. Nah, yeah, you're right. And I was thinking Connecticut, too, but there's a Connecticut in the middle. I mean,
there's a T in the middle.
Oh,
Well, I'm not going to deliberate over that, but it was Love at First Sight is the first line of Catch 22.
That's right. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, that was close.
And the conductor who had that rugby injury, all I can think of is someone like, say, Gustavo Dudamel.
No.
That's a good guess.
Although they probably don't play much rugby in Venezuela.
Apparently they play rugby everywhere. Who knew?
It's getting late, so I'll add the clue that there's a reason why he was in my mind this week.
Oh.
Or recently.
So a conductor that Pauline was thinking about.
Probably French.
No. I don't know why people think I have this obsession with French. I absolutely don't.
He was in the news this week.
I don't know. But here's a question. Jerry, you were asking about the lowest populated...
Yeah.
State capital. What is the highest populated state capital?
New York City.
That's a good one.
It's not a
capital.
State capital, is it? I would guess Boston.
Not Boston.
No? Bigger than Boston.
Bigger than Boston.
Bigger than
How about Austin?
Not Austin.
Okay.
Okay. Think in Texas.
Don't know.
And try not to get any more phrases that make me have to speak in my new native New England.
The most populous state capital. Oh, boy. Oh, Denver.
Not Denver.
No, all right. I keep thinking I've got it, and then I...
But it does have a major, it does have a major league sports team.
It has a major league sports team.
Okay.
They do have, yeah, okay. They have major league sports teams.
No. Oh, Atlanta.
Not Atlanta.
Yeah, every time I don't know, Sparky. You're going to have to either nudge us or tell us. Cause,
any guess, Jerry?
I'm working on it. Not yet.
Me too.
I'm going to give it to all of you.
All right.
It's Phoenix.
Oh, of course.
All together. Oh.
Yeah.
That was good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Josh, can you tell us how many letters apart the...
The first letter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the first letter is the first letter of the state, as it always is, and the second letter of the postal abbreviation is the ninth letter.
The ninth letter,
the
wow.
The ninth letter in the name. While you're thinking of that, do you have a question for us? You want to
yes.
Of course.
Toss
of course
us? I think it's Jerry's turn.
It's my turn.
Oh, is it your turn?
I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the Chicago International Film Festival's logo is made up, it's a composite of three different actresses' eyes. Can you name the
Whoa.
Three actresses?
The Chicago Film Festival.
Are they Chicago connected?
I don't
Well, Betty Davis'
so.
Eyes are famous, so.
No, but it's not Betty Davis, but these actresses were definitely famous, but...
They're fake, but I mean, are the eyes distinctive? Like, if we saw the picture,
if
we would
saw the picture of the
we would
eyes,
go
you
like,
would
"Oh, that's."
You, I don't know if you would go, "Oh, that's this actress, this
yeah,
actress,
yeah.
this actress." You would definitely know the logo. So if you,
well, Susan Sarandon has very pronounced eyes. No, okay.
The logo goes back a while. It's not. It's not like a brand new logo. It's
is it Greta Garbo?
It's not Greta Garbo. It's like I said. It's three different actresses.
Right. No,
composite,
I'm
but
trying
she's
to guess
not one of them.
All right.
And there's no Chicago connection.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, while we ponder that, let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me again?
It is you again.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. The state with the abbreviation.
Yes.
Maryland.
Not Maryland.
Oh, man.
Good close. Close.
It.
Maryland is 8.
Darn it.
But this
and,
is 9.
And the cookbooks?
Yes.
The one about daughters and...
My father's daughter?
Yeah, Dolly Parton?
Not Dolly Parton, no.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay.
That was good. I bet she probably does have one.
I bet she does.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Earlier, after several comments about Hitler's anatomy... There was a mention about the copyright on Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
One of you guys said, well, that wouldn't mean anything because it probably wouldn't have any interest in being published again. But I heard on the story just in the last few days that, in fact, it was being reissued with new commentary.
Oh, I think I read about that.
Yeah.
Some discussion
I'm not surprised.
About how that
I'm not surprised.
Received and what the outcome would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all.
All right.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, while we're talking about Mein Kampf, I'll just jump in with a question. It just occurred to me. I asked this on the show once before. Do you know who is the only American to be mentioned by name in Mein Kampf?
Good question.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you think about...
Lindbergh.
Close. I mean, close in the sense that
yeah.
you're on the... I mean, it's,
yeah.
that's...
Yeah.
The, yeah, not Lindbergh, but someone with similar views
he
on...
He was a sympathizer.
Exactly. But not in Lindbergh, but...
He's a national hero, would you say? Like
no, but no. But someone with documented anti-Semitic views.
Oh, Henry Ford.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks for the clue.
Yes. All right. next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Oh, yes, I guess I am.
Oh, good. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is Slim on the Internet.
Hi, Slim.
I believe Pennsylvania, the P and the A are separated by 9 letters.
That is well very done, good. Correct. Thank you very much for getting that.
Excellent.
Another guess.
Mm-hmm.
The first line of the book.
Yeah.
The road out of town might be from All the King's Men.
It is All the King's Men. Ah, well
very
done.
Good. Very good. Should be on the road, I think.
Yeah. Should.
Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling. And all right, now Jerry, I think it's your turn for a question.
I think it's about time. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Bring it. I have 3 Supreme Court questions.
Oh. Good.
Oh no, I'm sorry. There's only two of the 3 are Supreme Court questions. Who was the only Supreme Court justice to run for president? He was on the GOP ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the only member of the Supreme Court that was not a Court of Appeals judge? That's part 2. And the third one is not connected to the Supreme Court. Who was the last bearded president?
Oh, I know the answer to this. Wait a minute. The last bearded president would have been, I think, Benjamin Harrison.
No.
Let's go with Rutherford B. Hayes.
No, he's before.
Who?
Rutherford B.
No.
Yeah, there were a bunch.
Yeah, the most famous.
Well, there was a stretch of them after mm-hmm. from Grant on. They Lincoln. All have beard. They all have beards, and then they stop having beards. I just was reading about this. But Benjamin Harrison's not the last one. There's someone after him.
Not my answer, but
well, your answer is
you may correct me if Harrison comes after this guy.
I don't know.
Okay.
And what about and, well, I mean, Taft was a Supreme Court judge after he was the Chief Justice after being president. Is that not who you mean? Or
no, I don't mean him.
So someone who was a Supreme Court justice
and then ran
and
for
then
president,
after,
and then I should have said it that way.
After,
yeah.
Afterwards,
you're right. Taft did that. Yeah. Okay.
What stepped down from the court?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
To run. Was he successful?
No.
Okay. Well, the heck with him.
Maybe you don't have to step down to run.
Maybe you don't. He was a Republican. Don't know.
Okay, and the other one, who is the Supreme Court? The only member of the court, the current court.
Mm-hmm.
That was
oh, the
never
current
a,
court. Oh.
Never a Court of Appeals judge.
Clarence
one
Thomas.
Guess each.
Clarence Thomas.
No.
Current court. Sotomayor, Sonia Sotomayor?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So again, who was the last bearded president? Who was the only Supreme Court justice to run for president after he was on the court? And who is the only current member of the court that was never a Court of Appeals judge?
All right. Good questions. If you know the answers to those or anything else, we've got a few minutes left in the show. Give us a call, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call real quick. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it I?
It is you. It is the.
This is Robert and Karen in Berlin.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So I think almost all of our answers have been taken.
Oh, no.
Wild guess on my father's daughter's cookbook, uh-huh. Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's absolutely correct.
Oh. All right.
And
well
for the Supreme Court Justice, how about Elena Kagan?
Correct. She was never Court of Appeals judge.
All right.
Very
well,
good.
You did well.
Well, we did well with what we had left.
Good.
Thank you all. Happy New Year.
Thanks
you.
To you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. This is Jacoba from Oakland.
Hi, Jacoba.
Okay. The conductor question.
Yes.
May that be Court Mazur?
No.
Oh, what a good guess, though, because he would be.
He was in the news.
Yeah. Well, that is such an excellent guess.
Oops. No. I'm sorry. I.
So be it. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, and somebody got my Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, no.
I've been calling and calling and calling, not getting through. But my husband thinks that the last bearded president was Taft.
Correct. Your husband is right.
Good. And could the soccer player, no, rugby, right?
Rugby, uh-huh.
Alan Gilbert?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
That's a very good guess, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Very good.
All right. Bye. And let's see. I'll just throw a quick question in here while we have a few minutes left. What is the third largest political party in the U.S. by registration?
I asked that. It's unaffiliated.
All right. Well,
party, no.
What is the third largest political party?
Party is different.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's.
I'll give you a hint. The first two are Democrat and Republican.
Great.
What is the third largest party?
Thanks for the clue.
So, yeah. Okay. Political party in the United States.
Socialist.
Independent.
Not socialist.
Green.
Not green. All right.
Okay.
Let's see who knows the answer to that. We have a few minutes left. Now's the time to call in. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh. Hi, is it me?
It is you. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year. Okay, so the answer to the question you just asked, is it libertarian?
It is libertarian.
Oh,
well
of course.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. And then I have another answer for your state question. You said the first letter and the ninth letter made up the abbreviation of St. You can also use that for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. No, I got N-E-W-H. That's only four. I stopped it because I...
N-E-W-H-A-M-P-S-H.
Well, yes, if you go past the first H to the second H.
Exactly.
But if I go past the first A in Pennsylvania and go to the second A, I can trump you again by getting 12. So we don't want to get into an arms race about this. Don't be that way. Here, take a bell. Thanks for calling.
You.
I appreciate it. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Caller, are you there? I must have said something offense. Well, we'll try another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I think I have an answer to the first line in the novel.
Uh-huh.
I'm in an office surrounded by.
Good.
Could that perhaps be in Bright Lights, Big City?
Ooh, good guess, but not quite right. Because
what was it in the novel?
He was guessing Bright Lights, Big City by Jane Agnew. But you remember one's all in the second person, and that starts something like.
Oh, of course.
You are not the kind of person to be in this bar late at night or something like that. But
right at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. That's what it is. But that's a good guess.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Thank you. And we have time for one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Bruce from Excelsior.
Hi, Bruce.
The conductor question is Saji Ozawa.
That's right. Seiji Ozawa.
Seiji Ozawa.
I was on the road.
Why was he in the news?
But the capital question
Kennedy.
Certainly has to be Montpelier. I used to live there in Vermont.
That's exactly right. Someone got that, but we give you a bell for all correct answers.
Pauline said he's in the news. He was one of the Kennedy honors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Let's just clean up what we've got left out here. Jerry, what have you got?
Well, the only Supreme Court justice to run for president after serving on the court was Charles Evans Hughes.
Okay.
Okay, so the celebrity cookbooks, Are We Having Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook is Sammy Hager.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Girls Kitchen, Haley Duff. Recipes for the Good Life, Patti LaBelle. Around the Table Recipes and Inspiration for Gatherings Throughout the Year, Martina McBride. Donna Bell's Bake Shop Recipes and Stories of Family, Friends, and Food, Polly Perrette. And let's see, the three composite eyes were Paula Negri, Mae Murray, and Theodore Barrett.
Okay. I am seated in an office surrounded by heads and bodies is the first line of Infinite Jest by the late David Foster Wallace. That's all I had. And so if we did not get to your call, we apologize, but thanks for calling in. Thanks to everybody who helped participate. And Dana will be back next week to make the show fly on time. I've been your moderator, Dana. Joshua Cosman. I can't believe I said that. Jerry Nachman has been here with us, and Pauline Teichman.
Thanks
to David Blatulip for manning the boards, and Steve Wilcock for doing the same. See you next week. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
On the next Hearts of Space, the ethereal world of contemplative percussion, bells, bowls, and gongs, with music by Karma Moffat, Steve Brand, Richard Rudess, and more. I'm Stephen Hill, a program called Mystic Metals, on the next Hearts of Space.
Music from the hearts of space, slow music for fast times, tonight from 10 to midnight, here on Local Public Radio, KALW, San Francisco, where revolutions per minute with your host, Sarah Cahill, is next. Thanks for listening to Local Public Radio, KALW, San Francisco.
That's a little Monteverdi, a new recording by Ensemble Caprice, directed by Matthias Mote. Hello and welcome to Revolutions Per Minute here on KALW. I'm Sarah Cahill, and tonight in about half an hour or maybe less, members of the Baroque ensemble Musica Pacifica will be here to tell us about some upcoming concerts. In the meantime, let's listen to the great pianist Arturo Vidal.